Neue Probleme
Radio.
A teenage unicorn was a photo block from New York done by a girl called Amy. For 4 years you could join Amy and friends doing their stuff. Most of the time it was way better than reading magazines or watching TV. When Amy shut her blog and finally drew the curtains, that is what she had to say. In January 2004, I, like so many others, started a photo blog for no real reason, just for giggles. When I first started Teenage Unicorn, there really weren't any other photo blogs chronicling the weird little New York scene I was hanging around in. Now there are 5 gazillion online photos of Ben Cho, and there are so damn many new generation photo blogs that calling someone a photo blogger has become a sort of joke insult, like calling someone a hipster. Blue. I don't know, maybe there were reasons. Maybe I was partying a lot and I thought my friends were just as cool and pretty as anyone. Maybe I realized that I was in the twilight of my reckless partying and goofing around years, lasting way longer than they should have anyway, but then again I was a late bloomer. And maybe I wanted to chronicle these times since I knew it would all soon be drawn to a close. Who knows? There are a million reasons to put your life on display for total strangers, and all of them are pretty embarrassing. So what else? You know what? It's just time. Sometimes
okay.
Ahmad and Peter flew to Dallas. They got a car, a Dodge Avenger, and drove to New York because Severa and Nico had their wedding there with a picnic in Central Park. Ahmad and Peter passed 10 US states. They met Betsy involved in the Obama campaign. They met an old black caretaker in a crap motel in Arkansas. They met a senior citizen checking the Mississippi's water level every day. A 70-year-old Cherokee. The chairman of the West Virginia Islamic Association, several fat people eating pancakes, and a jobless rapper on the streets of New Jersey.
Want a car? Need a truck? Maybe an SUV? The best dealers and the best prices are all on DFWVehicles.com. Click it, drive it.
From the 1080 KRLD Weather Center, hot, hot, hot. How about that for the whole weekend forecast? Today's high will be near 99. It will be sunny, of course. Tonight's low near 77. Tomorrow's high near 98. And on Sunday with a high near 98.
My name is Betsy. I'm from Dallas, Texas. And that's about it. You know, I was born and raised here in Dallas, Texas. I can play football, American football, I can play baseball. I can't do anything that hockey players do, let alone with pounds and pounds of padding and, you know, trying to get this little bitty puck into a giant goal. It's just a very thrilling game to me. So I'm just in awe. I've been blessed every day of my life, every day. And I really have no one else to credit to but God.
Oh, it's amazing. Unbelievable.
Exactly.
Well, that's very good. I look at it and I said,
Barack
well, I know
Obama
exactly
is gonna
what he's talking
is
about.
Double the tax on capital.
1080 KRLD.
All right, illegal immigrants destroy the Brooklyn Bridge and kill 10,000 people.
Well, my name is Isaac Bryant. And I live right down the street.
Baking in the sunshine, Miss Lynn.
Brinkley, Arkansas.
Well, I went down to the swimming hole acting like a goddamn fool.
I do janitorial work at night. I like wrestling. I just like to see them throwing one another around. Yeah.
My name is London from Memphis, Tennessee. I'm a Bow Wow fan. A double quarter pound with cheese.
That's the best.
Yeah.
My name is Bob. I'm from Bartlett. Up here, let's see, it would be east of town, a suburb. Normally I'm a vote Republican, but I just haven't seen the candidates out there that they've had in previous years that excite me too much. Oh, I'm retired. I'm just out here to enjoy the river a little bit.
Thank you for your time and God bless you.
99.9 Kiss Country is WKSF Beaufort, Asheville.
Like an old freight train, I've got a roll, I've got a shovel load of coal.
I'm Chickie right here. 7-0. I don't vote. Not at all. No, I don't vote at all. Not even for local. Not even for my own people. They don't work for the people. They work for certain ones. Even the chief. He turned traitor, the chief did. He turned against the people. I don't vote. My wife does. She's coming out right now.
My name is Yanni Shaloli Dagwadawan. I'm a storyteller. I live here in Cherokee. This is getting too modern here.
Time is 8 a.m. at commercial-free, listener-supported WWED Spotsylvania, 89.5 FM.
I feel like a big wheel.
My name is Dirar Ahmad. I live in Charleston, West Virginia. United States cannot escape this. They cannot say we are for liberty, we are for freedom, but subsidize the Israeli occupation.
Fascist government hates them. I mean, you know,
I don't consider myself what they call a fundamentalist. You know, if a person who goes to church every Sunday is fundamentalist, then I'm fundamentalist. Because there is no way something Al-Qaeda, shagrag organization, like they say, Bedouin in the desert jumping over monkey bars, you know, with ropes, that they can pull something like this with intelligence, especially the Mossad Israeli intelligence, not getting a wind of it. I'm proud to be American. I think it's a privilege, and I don't take it lightly. I take it very seriously.
It's Dave, and this is Hancock, Maryland. This is a hotel-motel business, and businesses are surprisingly good, but they are saying it's going to go... We are still going into recession right now, so the economy is still going to go bad.
Excuse me, sir. We're looking for Hyatt Bridgewater Commons. Hyatt Bridgewater Commons, the shopping center. He's on the Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Good job, sir.
Still I can hear myself speak as if no one else.
Two of our fluffy buttermilk pancakes topped with fruit and whipped topping and starring alongside all your favorites. It's one famously fun deal. IHOP. Come hungry?
It's supposed to be, it's a chicken. Yeah, it's a meal.
If you can't eat it all, ask them for a box, and they will.
Yeah. Wow.
You know, this town is originally, you know, settled by Germans.
Oh, yeah.
Hagerstown's very famous for being settled by Germans, and there's a lot of descendants. She's one of them.
Yeah, so is he.
He's out.
Ich bin voll, aber du wolltest ja noch ein bisschen Salat.
Salat hätte er getragen.
Paul W. Was meinst du, wofür das W steht? Washing?
That the road cannot heal.
I'm getting scared.
There's nothing
that the road cannot heal.
Broadcasting high atop Tower Road to the mountains and valleys of central Pennsylvania.
Serving the Jersey Shore.
This is the world famous WAYV.
WAYV, Atlantic City.
Without God, people wouldn't be doing most of the things that they do on an everyday basis anyway, like the Shaykh Muslims, Christians, Lutherans. Everybody's all praising the same person anyway, so why is there such a holy war over religion? Everybody's killing everybody over praising God, and it's crazy.
Yeah, what's going on?
My name is Mookie. Right now I'm at work and I'm just going back and forth in transition, you know, to handle a little business for today. A black president, not even the fact that he's black, just the fact that he's intelligent enough to be where he's at shows that we have moved forward in life or something like that, you know what I'm saying?
Does this lead to Manhattan?
Hey, how is it going?
Very good, baby.
Once an hour, we have to say WCBS-FM, New York.
But you can call us Jeff.
Neon Nights is a song by Black Sabbath. Neon Night is the name under which Jared from Berlin is producing music. Concrete, gothic, industrial. That's what his MySpace site says. I guess Jared is quite young. I like his influences and his style. Left alone. So, my dear friends, that was No Problem Radio issue number 8. And if anyone has got an old oversized Aaliyah shirt for girls, please let me know.